Radio.com.
It's 5:27. We have made contact with John Dunkerley, president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, to update us on what happened today at BWI. All flights were suspended due to what they are calling a possible local lightning strike. John, thank you for joining us. Can you confirm that it was a lightning strike at BWI?
Well, what I can confirm is that one of our tower personnel was reaching over to turn on a piece of equipment, which is an engine generator that we utilize when we start to go into bad weather situations. And at the time he was reaching to turn on that piece of equipment, lightning struck runway 1028 and arced back into the tower and hit him and knocked him down to the ground. At that point in time, you know, we took safety measures to make sure that all the aircraft in the sky were taken care of. We started resuming what we call ATC zero procedures, making sure that the airspace gets turned over to Potomac Approach Control until we can make sure that all the equipment was checked out and recertified before we could come back and have anything else happen to anyone else.
How severely injured was that controller?
He got back up. He had some numbness in his arm, numbness in his leg, and we called the local paramedics over from Crash, Fire, and Rescue. They came over and checked him out. He seemed okay. They took him down to one of the local area hospitals just for observations, and I've not heard back from him since.
Was that the only injury associated with this?
Yes. As far as I know, at least in the air traffic control tower, that was the only injury. So a lot of the ATC zero obviously was a protection for the controllers as well as the flying public. You know, we can't have injuries to the controllers while they're trying to work during these situations, you know, with the storms moving in. And our main concern prior to resuming operations were what caused it and what kind of assurances that we would have that it wouldn't happen again, since we did know that a second set of storms were moving through.
Are all the runways open now?
As far as I know, we are back to normal operations. It's going to take a while to get back up to full speed as we bring in the flights that were diverted and the ones that are here trying to get loaded back up and get back on. But as far as I know, the runways are open and we're slowly resuming back to normal operations.
John, regarding those diverted flights, this happened about 2:30 and it was a sudden thing. So where were the incoming flights diverted to and how many of them were waiting?
It's hard to say where they were diverted to. All airplanes, they have a secondary field that they put down in their flight plans as their diversionary field. Some may have gone to National, some may have gone to Dulles, and some may have turned around and maybe gone to Lake Richmond, things like that. So we really don't know that. At the time the storms came through, it was some pretty severe wind shear alerts.